Ever wonder why some people breeze through job interviews while others struggle despite equal qualifications? Anna Papalia's groundbreaking book, Interviewology, reveals the answer. We don't all interview the same way. Drawing from thousands of interviews and validated by the Assessment Standards Institute, Papalia introduces a revolutionary framework that identifies four distinct interview styles: charmer, challenger, examiner, and harmonizer. This game-changing approach has garnered attention from Fortune 500 companies and career influencers alike, with Papalia's TikTok videos on the subject regularly going viral. The book challenges conventional interview wisdom that assumes one-size-fits-all advice works for everyone. Instead, Papalia argues that understanding your natural interview tendencies provides more value than memorizing perfect answers. With over 90% of hiring managers receiving no formal interview training, this fresh perspective couldn't be more timely for both job seekers and employers looking to make better hiring decisions. Anna Papalia's journey from homelessness to success began with a pivotal interview. At 15, she escaped an abusive home, eventually finding herself homeless with just a trash bag of possessions. While working full-time to support herself through high school, she interviewed at the University of Pennsylvania, where she shared her difficult circumstances not for sympathy, but to demonstrate her determination. The dean accepted her on the spot. That interview changed her life. During college, another transformative interview landed her a position at a prestigious campus restaurant. Over 5 years there, she developed crucial professional skills while serving celebrities and managing complex situations. This experience taught her to command a room with confidence and adapt her approach based on immediate feedback, skills that would later become central to her career. Her path to developing interviewology crystallized during her corporate recruiting career. For years, she made snap judgments about candidates based on whether they seemed professional and likable, qualities she'd cultivated as a server. The turning point came when interviewing accounting candidates and realizing she was rejecting qualified people simply because they didn't click with her personally. This epiphany about her own bias made her question how many talented candidates she'd overlooked and inspired her to develop a more scientific approach to interviewing. These experiences reveal a critical insight. Most people responsible for hiring decisions receive no formal training in interviewing. They rely on gut feelings, personal preferences, and biased first impressions rather than structured evaluation. This realization led Papalia to question whether her approach to interviewing was universally applicable, setting her on a path to discover that different people need different interview strategies based on their natural tendencies. Through these pivotal career moments, Papalia learned that an interview isn't just a gateway to opportunity. It's a psychological interaction where understanding your natural style can make the difference between success and failure. Her personal journey from homeless teenager to corporate gatekeeper to interview expert demonstrates how self-awareness and adaptability can transform career trajectories. After leaving her corporate job in 2011, Anna Papalia began consulting with Temple University to redesign their professional development program. For 5 years, she worked with hundreds of students and clients, essentially earning what she calls a PhD in interviewing through practical experience. Despite her success helping many clients land jobs, she noticed that some students weren't responding to her teaching methods. The breakthrough came during a conversation with her aunt about learning styles. Drawing on Howard Gardner's multiple intelligences theory, Papalia began questioning whether her approach to interviewing was universally applicable. Could different people need different interview advice based on their natural tendencies? This insight led her to develop a scientific approach to categorize interview styles. She created and tested an assessment that identified four distinct styles: charmer, challenger, examiner, and harmonizer. The assessment was validated by the Assessment Standards Institute in both 2020 and 2023, confirming her hypothesis and establishing interviewology as the new science of interviewing. What makes this framework revolutionary is its focus on how people interview rather than what they say. Each style represents a fundamentally different approach to the interview process. 1. Charmers want to be liked and show value through eagerness. 2. Challengers want to be themselves and demonstrate value by questioning. 3. Examiners want to get things right and prove worth through precision. 4. Harmonizers want to adapt and show value through agreeability. These styles aren't just theoretical constructs, they reflect measurable differences in how people behave during interviews. The assessment measures tendencies along two key spectrums, introversion to extroversion and steadfast to accommodating. Introverts are energized by alone time and think before speaking, while extroverts gain energy from others and think while speaking. Steadfast individuals take cues internally and maintain consistency regardless of interviewer response, while accommodating people focus externally and adapt based on feedback. What's particularly fascinating is what Papalia calls the interview effect, the phenomenon where interviews fundamentally alter how people present themselves. Someone who's naturally talkative might become reserved in interviews, while a typically quiet person might become more outgoing. This explains why traditional personality assessments often fail to predict interview performance. The research revealed another surprising finding: no single style has an inherent advantage. Students receiving the most internship and job offers represented every style category. Self-awareness, not style, determines interview success. However, we tend to prefer interviewing candidates with styles matching our own, creating comfort but potentially causing us to overlook excellent candidates with different styles. Understanding your interview style provides a mirror reflecting how you appear to others, the insight most people desperately want but rarely receive. This self-knowledge serves as a guiding light through intimidating interviews, allowing authentic responses rather than memorized scripts. Despite technological advances in hiring, interviews remain the primary gateway to opportunities, and their importance can't be overstated. For job seekers, interview success determines available opportunities. For companies, interviews represent critical business decisions that shape teams and organizational culture. The problem? Over 90% of hiring managers receive no formal interview training. Most resort to Googling techniques or simply winging it, leaving room for costly bias. Organizations continue to lack diversity despite its proven business benefits because gatekeepers handpick candidates who reinforce their biases. Our brains process millions of information bits per second, but can consciously handle only 40-50, causing us to rely on heuristic shortcuts that often lead to poor hiring decisions. Many executives believe they've perfected interviewing with signature questions or techniques, but these approaches typically just confirm existing biases rather than identifying the best candidates. Studies reveal the extent of this problem. Resumes with traditionally African-American names require 50% more applications to receive callbacks than identical resumes with Caucasian-sounding names. The system disadvantages those who couldn't afford unpaid internships, study abroad opportunities, or who face barriers after incarceration. Self-awareness, when words and actions align, is critical to great interviewing. It helps dismantle bias and improves interview performance, yet only 10 to 15% of people are truly self-aware. Understanding your interview style opens the door to deeper self-awareness. Research shows those who see themselves clearly make better decisions, build stronger relationships, communicate more effectively, and become more successful workers and leaders. For job seekers, conventional interview advice focuses on memorizing perfect answers, but what they truly need is self-knowledge, a mirror reflecting the impression they make. When interviewing, we become hyper-focused on our presentation, constantly wondering if we're coming across as intended. Self-knowledge serves as a guiding light through intimidating interviews, allowing authentic responses rather than memorized scripts. For college students, interviews demand individual identity, who you are, not who your friends are or how you identify with your major or social circle. Interview preparation forces you to examine your decisions and gain clarity on your personal journey and aspirations separate from group identities. For hiring managers, ambiguity breeds bias, while structured interviews with consistent questions yield better, more diverse hires. Managers must recognize their susceptibility to biases like the halo effect and like-me effect. Self-awareness starts with understanding your interview style and acknowledging how power creates blind spots. Companies, like individuals, can lack self-awareness. External self-awareness reflects how a company appears from outside, while internal self-awareness reveals how it feels to work there. Too often, corporate values created by distant executives don't align with employees' daily experiences. The interview style assessment provides the data necessary for meaningful diversity training, as research shows that only data-driven approaches successfully change behavior by helping people see themselves as part of the problem. Charmers are the natural performers of the interview world. They love to talk about themselves and make connections, seeing interviews as opportunities to shine through engagement and openness. Unlike other styles, charmers easily build rapport and make interviewers feel valued, creating an unconscious bias where interviewers often prefer them simply because the interaction flows more smoothly. In chaotic settings like job fairs, charmers stand out dramatically from candidates who give short, nervous answers. They excel at creating genuine connections during interviews, listening attentively, and transcending the artificial nature of interviews, making you forget the power dynamic entirely. They balance their need for approval with self-assurance, connecting personally while still explaining their qualifications. Consider Mike, a classic charmer, always smiling, optimistic, and connected to everyone. After success in real estate, he spread himself thin by saying yes to countless opportunities brought by his extensive network. His challenge wasn't finding opportunities, but choosing between them and establishing direction. As a hiring manager, Mike struggled with structured interviews, preferring to get to know candidates through casual conversation and relying on gut feelings. This approach backfired when he hired people he liked personally but who weren't qualified, including one who eventually embezzled money. Charmers come in three variations based on their proximity to other styles. Charmers/harmonizers are the quietest type, balancing extroversion with introverted tendencies. They adapt to the interviewer's energy, letting more dominant personalities take the lead while charming through thoughtfulness. Pure charmers are fully extroverted and accommodating, energized by interaction and skilled at thinking on their feet. They adapt easily to the room's energy and charm through eagerness and entertainment. Charmers/challengers remain extroverted but are less accommodating. They take cues from interviewers but won't change their answers about qualifications just to please. They're the boldest charmers, charming through persistence, thoroughness, and persuasive force. However, charmers' strengths can become weaknesses when overused. Their focus on likability can sometimes come at a cost. They might tell great stories, but forget to provide concrete data and metrics, leaving interviewers feeling something was missing. Their storytelling abilities can sometimes lead them to talk in circles without making clear points. Charmers naturally engage in catering behaviors, putting others' perceived needs ahead of their authenticity. They present a polished version of themselves, saying what they think will make the best impression. While this approach often works short-term, it leads to poor job matches long-term. To interview effectively, charmers need to build self-confidence through preparation. Writing resumes, reflecting on experience, and practicing responses helps them recognize their qualifications rather than feeling they have something to prove. The STAR method, situation, task, action, result, provides a structured approach that keeps responses focused and complete. Challengers approach interviews like debates or cross-examinations, prioritizing authenticity over approval. Unlike charmers who seek validation, challengers seek respect and want to be heard. They demonstrate qualification by asking tough questions and feel constrained by integrity, finding it impossible to pretend to be something they're not. Consider Julia, an attorney interviewing for a rare judgeship opportunity. She initially resisted interview preparation because she didn't want to feel scripted and disliked talking about herself. Her breakthrough came from reframing the interview. Instead of selling herself, which felt like bragging, she could position herself as the solution to the hiring manager's problem. During a previous failed interview, Julia had waited 2 hours in a file room after being told she was the best candidate, which psyched her out. When asked directly if she would apply for Superior Court if given the family court position, her honest yes cost her the job, a classic challenger response prioritizing truth over diplomacy. Challengers are internally focused and don't adjust their answers based on interviewer feedback. They need to be heard and show their value through sharing new ideas, poking holes, and asking questions. While their straightforwardness and integrity are strengths, these qualities can make interviews difficult when diplomacy is required. Challengers seek fairness and justification in all interactions. Though extroverted and able to open up easily, they don't enjoy talking about themselves like charmers do. Challengers fundamentally need acknowledgement of their feelings and perspectives. They express themselves boldly to ensure they're heard. When challengers feel unvalidated or ignored, they become more challenging, stemming from fears of irrelevance or inadequacy. Their need to be heard can lead them to diminish others' opinions, instinctually disagreeing to demonstrate qualifications. To interview effectively, challengers should find trusted confidants to practice their approach and gain perspective on the impression they make. Mock interviews help prevent rambling and prepare concise self-presentations. They must recognize others' equal need to be heard, practice acknowledging others' valuable opinions, and understand when their directness feels uncaring. Strategic timing matters. Not every battle needs fighting. Effective challenger interviewers are insightfully direct and self-possessed. They fearlessly get to the heart of matters with radical honesty and transparency. When interviewing well, they balance their directness with diplomatic elements from other styles, checking in with their audience, reassuring them, making affirmations, and listening before asking tough questions. Poor challenger interviewers over-rely on investigation and questioning, coming across as critical or judgmental. Their relentless questioning can make others feel harassed or suffocated. They often lack awareness of how their intensity affects others and struggle to adapt their style to different interview contexts. Challenger hiring managers can be difficult interviewers despite their natural questioning abilities. They often have rigid expectations about correct answers to behavioral questions, which is unfair to candidates who can't know these expectations. Their interviews frequently feel like cross-examinations or interrogations. Examiners approach interviews with meticulous precision, focusing internally rather than seeking approval. They come across as serious, prioritizing facts and expertise over making a good impression. They believe getting hired should result from job competence, not interview performance, and would prefer taking a test to being interviewed. Their mantra is, "I want to get it right." Unlike charmers who focus on being liked, examiners view interviews as pass or fail tests. They meticulously prepare memorized answers, focusing solely on demonstrating qualifications while overlooking body language and emotional connection. They resist learning interview techniques that feel inauthentic, preferring to let their qualifications speak for themselves. Consider Steve, an examiner who struggled with interviews despite his qualifications. After preparing thoroughly, he learned to focus on himself rather than the competition. As his coach advised, if you're running a marathon, you don't waste your limited and precious energy looking behind you to see where the competition is. This principle became crucial. Knowing yourself is more valuable than knowing your competition. Steve had learned to open up, prepare compelling stories infused with personality, and most importantly, understand that one bad interview doesn't define his abilities. Examiners prioritize knowledge, facts, and technical competence in interviews. They make serious impressions, displaying mastery of processes and details while downplaying their human qualities. Their drive for precision often leads them to omit the personal element, appearing rigid or robotic. Unlike charmers who prioritize accommodation, examiners focus exclusively on job qualifications, making it difficult for interviewers to feel they truly know them. As introverts, they require time to think before speaking, delivering thoughtful but slower responses. They struggle with short screening interviews and small talk, preferring to jump straight to technical questions. Their answers tend to be factual rather than narrative, making behavioral questions challenging. Examiners prepare scripted answers and don't adapt easily to unexpected questions or negative feedback. Examiners hold themselves to exceptionally high standards, assuming they're being judged harshly and fearing embarrassment before people they respect. Unlike charmers who view interviews as relationship-building opportunities, examiners see them as binary tests. They either pass or fail. This perspective intensifies their perfectionism and anxiety. Interviews are inherently unpredictable. No two are exactly alike, and most interviewers aren't formally trained. Examiners must recognize that interviews are exploratory experiences rather than tests with right and wrong answers. Like dancing, interviewing improves through practice and sometimes looking foolish. The process offers valuable self-knowledge beyond just getting hired. Candidates may discover they don't want the job after all. When examiners interview well, they balance their need for precision with practice professionalism. Their listening skills shine because they don't need to dominate conversations. They demonstrate qualification through exact, precise, and factual answers rather than long-winded explanations. The best examiners balance technical expertise with glimpses of humanity, understanding that perfect answers matter less than authentic connection. Harmonizers aim to put others at ease, focusing externally and seeking approval. Though initially quiet and humble, they become engaging once comfortable. Thoughtful and collaborative, they avoid pushing boundaries, preferring to appear easygoing and low maintenance. Their primary goal is being liked and maintaining harmony with everyone they meet. Consider Anita, a warm HR professional with a social work background who prioritizes helping others over self-promotion. When interviewing for a new position to escape constant layoffs at her pharmaceutical company, she didn't prepare specific talking points, but instead went in to feel them out, letting the interviewers take the lead. Her passive approach worked initially, but 6 years later, she found herself unhappy in a company culture dominated by her opposites, people who pride themselves on taking strong positions and asking tough questions. Harmonizers approach interviews with passive observation, believing others' opinions hold more value than their own. They mirror the interviewer's attitudes and interests, adapting easily to make a good impression. Unlike other styles, they prefer discussing future potential over past accomplishments, finding general questions about work history uncomfortable. They'd rather be asked specific questions about how they would approach the new role. Harmonizers sell themselves through being agreeable, flexible, and thoughtful listeners who create an impression of care. Their team-first mentality can make them excellent colleagues, but they struggle with self-promotion, often using we-us vocabulary instead of I-me. Even their interview attire reflects their desire not to stand out or draw attention to themselves. Their selfless nature creates challenges during interviews. Their tendency to view themselves as cogs in a wheel prevents them from highlighting their unique qualities and individual contributions. By constantly prioritizing others, they struggle to answer critical questions like, "Why should I hire you?" Instead of showcasing their value, they focus on how they'll benefit the company, often defaulting to generic responses like, "Whatever you need, I will do it." Harmonizers must recognize that not every company will be right for them, despite their adaptable nature. Unlike challengers and examiners who evaluate fit during interviews, harmonizers seek approval first and consider fit later. To interview effectively, harmonizers should reflect beforehand on what they truly want, creating clear requirements and boundaries that don't come naturally to them. At their best, harmonizers create an atmosphere of warmth and acceptance during interviews. They excel at listening and putting others center stage, making interviewers feel valued and understood. Their comfort with nuance and gray areas allows them to take balanced approaches where others might be rigid. Successful harmonizers maintain their authentic selves while understanding their own needs and boundaries. Harmonizers interview poorly when they overcompensate by trying to become what they think others want. This chameleon-like approach makes them appear rudderless and ambivalent. Their fear of rejection leads them to sanitize their personality, removing the distinctive qualities that would make them memorable. Reflecting on her life-changing college interview, Anna Papalia realizes that her success came not from charm or test scores, but from authentic self-presentation despite her fears. The key to interviewing isn't found in perfect answers or resumes, it's already within you. Life experiences often lead us to doubt ourselves, comparing to others, and questioning who we should be in interviews. This ambiguity creates anxiety that makes us believe we are bad at interviewing. What Papalia has learned through helping thousands of clients is that success comes from knowing what you truly want. This clarity isn't external, but comes from self-knowledge about your preferences, goals, and ambitions. Society constantly tells us we're not enough, but you already possess the power you need. Understanding your interview style should empower you to tell your own story and recognize where your assumptions about others might be wrong. The most powerful approach combines strengths from different styles: charmers gaining steadfastness, challengers adopting harmonizer flexibility, examiners opening up like charmers, and everyone balancing their natural tendencies. Through working with diverse clients, Papalia has discovered deeper empathy and appreciation for others as they are, not as she wishes them to be. Research confirms several universal truths about interviewing that apply regardless of style. 1. Self-awareness is more valuable than memorized answers. 2. Interviews are two-way assessments, determining if you're right for the role and if the role is right for you. 3. Structured interviews with consistent questions yield better, more diverse hires. 4. First impressions are often misleading. 5. Most hiring managers lack proper interview training. 6. Behavioral interviews are superior to conversational ones. 7. Listening is more important than talking during interviews. The interview process will always involve judgment, but understanding these principles helps level the playing field. By recognizing your natural tendencies and adapting strategically, you can present your authentic self while still connecting effectively with interviewers of different styles. The science of interviewing reveals that there's no perfect interview style, only the perfect understanding of your own style and how to leverage it effectively. Whether you're a charmer seeking approval, a challenger needing to be heard, an examiner wanting to get it right, or a harmonizer trying to fit in, your greatest interview strength comes from self-knowledge and the ability to flex your approach when needed. As Papalia concludes, "This is the hardest part. It gets better. And until it does, I am here holding a space for you on the other side. I believe in you."